I'm delighted. It's a great family occasion. I have my mother and my wife. My father's family from Carrickmacross is a massive day. So I'm really delighted. I'm overjoyed and I'm thinking of my father today.
Because we did hear today that this is this year will be the 10th anniversary. So it's quite special to take up the role this year, I'm sure.
Yep, 10 years in August. Quick 10 years gone by and he's always in our thoughts. But like I said, today is a special day and I'd be thinking of him. I'd be going up as far as the cemetery. After I got elected last year, I went straight up to the cemetery. So I'll be doing the same as soon as we're out of the town hall today.
You had the position before, but it was in the mouth of the pandemic. You didn't get a proper run at it, as it were.
Yeah, only got about 5 months. COVID, the lockdown shut everything down for us. So hopefully now this year there's nothing like that coming up. I'm looking forward to hopefully a busy year. There's a lot of things that I'm hopeful to try and get done. I said in my speech, housing, dereliction is one of the main things. Today, for me, it's a great day with the works that's taking place down in Tuam, in the mother and baby homes with the Bon Secours nuns. So hopefully that's something that can maybe kickstart other places around the country. But also, as I say, with sport or healthcare and animal welfare, and there's issues like that which are close to my heart. So hopefully along the year, it's only a year you get, so hopefully be busy.
And this appointment comes just days after you and others had a public meeting in Sligo about the housing crisis as part of the Raise the Roof campaign. You have mentioned there that housing will be probably your number one maybe priority going forward for the year ahead.
Yeah, a lot of the talk and scaremongering around is that there's no housing or lack of housing. The CSO record state there's over 3,954 homes vacant, lying idle, the past decade or longer. So it's time that the government starts putting money into compulsory purchase orders and we'll be able to start housing people or use them for affordable housing schemes, which Sligo gets none of. It's the biggest issue that we're facing on the doors, and hopefully it's something, again, like I said, it's only a year, but the more we can highlight, the more we can push, we can try and work with the executive, and we have to try and get the government to release more money, because the money they release for compulsory purchase orders goes for the whole country and all the other councils. So it's something we have to work hard and fight for.